The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11. Now on Mitchell's Front Page, talking real estate with Rosa and Gina from West End Real Estate, station sponsors.
Good morning to you both. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good, thank you.
Good to have you on the program. And now Elton John, you're going to see him, Gina?
End of January.
Where will that be? Is that here?
That up at Rochford Winery.
Oh, nice.
Rochford Winery.
Mm. Fan of his music?
Absolutely.
Do you think
he's grown up with it.
That's true. Do you think he'll be as good as what he's always been? Because there's always questions about, as people get older, are they able to cover the music and have the same vocal range?
Look, I think their vocal range changes, but they're still fantastic. We saw Elton when he came down last time to Geelong, and it was great.
Yeah, he was
just great.
Yep. I think he's just, he's an amazing artist.
Yep. Some artists, their voices change, but sometimes it's for the better.
That's true. Mm. Like a bottle of wine.
Absolutely.
Aging. So today's going to be a top of 39 degrees. I don't know, as a city, are we well equipped to deal with this sort of thing? Because you go to some places, like in far north Queensland, everywhere has air conditioning. You don't have to be out in 39 degree heat unless you really want to. Whereas here, there seems to be a lot of places that don't have air conditioning because we also have a very cold time in the middle of winter.
Yes, we do. And I know we've spoken about this before. So, you know, the amount of times that we get hot days in Geelong, it might be a dozen times a year.
Mm.
Generally, it's one day hot and the next day
is bearable.
Is bearable or freezing, like tomorrow's going to be quite cool after today.
Well, tonight the temperature's going to plunge at about 5 o'clock and there could be thunderstorms coming through, and overnight it's going to get down to 13 degrees. So this is going to be very short-lived today.
Yeah.
So the message is what? Just put up with it.
Well, no. Some properties have air conditioners and, you know, tenants need to remember that if something goes wrong with that air conditioner today, we're not going to be able to get tradespeople out on the same day. This is, I guess, for an air conditioning technician is probably their busy time. So you need to be aware that it might take a couple of days to get someone out to have a look at it.
And just with Christmas coming on and most agencies closing for the Christmas period, or we're working on a skeleton staff, if you are having issues with your air conditioner, let us know now.
I saw a property with another agent just incidentally. It said available from December 25. Does that mean someone's moving in on Christmas Day? I just thought that was
It means it's available from December 25. It could be that someone has moved out prior to December 25, but in reality, tenancy will probably take place after that.
I mean, imagine moving in on Christmas Day. That wouldn't be very fun. And trying to get things like power and water and all that sort of thing connected.
Absolutely.
That wouldn't happen. Everything comes to a complete standstill.
Yeah. There are ways to keep cool, aren't there, without necessarily having air conditioning. There does seem to be this expectation now that everywhere has air conditioning. Would I manage to live for many years without it, without any issues, except for that one summer where I think we had 4 days in a row above 45 degrees or something. But other than that, you can get through it.
Yeah, you can. I mean, do what I do and stick my feet in the bath, cold water.
A lot of people will say, back in my day, we never had air conditioning.
No, it was considered a luxury. Mm. Now everybody, a lot of people have it. It's more common.
Mm.
You know, open the doors if you close up everything, that's okay. But once the sun goes down, open the doors, change the air. Go for a walk maybe to the waterfront if you really can't cope with the heat and sit down there. It doesn't last long.
And there's plenty of cinemas, shopping centres, lots of places with free
Air
conditioning around Geelong that you could go to.
Yep. Mm. And we haven't had blackouts for quite a number of years now.
No,
which has
touching
been really
wood as we say that, because I don't know what's going to happen this summer. Mm. That is good. But the load shedding is pretty problematic. And you should also be going around, I think, and checking on elderly relatives just to make sure that they're okay, they're most susceptible to the heat.
Absolutely. And also your pets, go out and change the water regularly because it heats up quite quickly when you've got it outside and they're thirsty too. And they're always looking for a cool spot, especially, you know, like if they've got a lot of fur.
Mm.
They really feel it. you might bring them inside.
Yeah. Maybe.
Or into a cooler garage or something.
Yep.
Yeah.
And just wait until the heat passes. And, yeah, once 5 o'clock rolls around and the temperature drops off, we'll be throwing open all the doors and windows.
Yeah, it's when that wind change comes through that you, throw them open, let that breeze come through, cool the house down again.
It's very sudden. I remember being out one day when it was really hot at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then it was like a switch just flipped and the temperature just plunged.
Well, it is Victoria, and most people know that you carry around clothing for all seasons.
That's right. In the middle of winter, when people are looking for rental properties, they're probably not thinking about air conditioning, are they? It's not top of mind. And then about now, they start to realise, oh, maybe I should have got a place with air conditioning.
Yeah, we had a couple of people ring last week for a request for air conditioning. At this stage, it's not a requirement from the landlord.
Yep.
So,
and it's not cheap to, to install it would be quite expensive, I'm guessing.
What we're finding is a lot of the new homes are having split systems installed, so there might not be central heating, but there'll be maybe one or two split systems.
Yep.
Reverse cycle. Yeah. It covers both seasons.
And the rent, does that go up substantially when there's air conditioning, or is it just a little bit per week?
It makes a difference, but not a huge difference.
So that's probably worth considering if you're someone that feels the heat. But not everyone does. Some people think this is great weather. Get out there and enjoy it.
Absolutely. Love it.
That's me.
That's not me.
You going water skiing tonight or something?
Oh, yes, of course. No.
Well, thank you very much for coming in. And next time will be the final time for 2019 that we'll be catching up, which I'm very much looking forward to. I don't know what we'll talk about. Maybe a year in review somehow.
Year in review, things to do before we close up for the
year. Before you close up and enjoy that break. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rosa and Gina there from West End Real Estate.
The Mitchell's Front Page podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 to 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.